Over 65 years after this POW died in a work camp, his body will be reinterred near his birthplace this week. The story is unusual, though, because the POW died here. The story of a soldier going home is this edition of the American Countryside. During World War II, 94 acres of Fort Reno, just west of Oklahoma City, became the new home for some POWs.
El Reno had about 2,000 prisoners here at any given time. They worked with farmers and ranchers, and it was just a basic work camp.
Karen Nix, director of Fort Reno, says most prisoners were German and Italian soldiers captured in North Africa. During the 1940s, the post cemetery was expanded to accommodate some of those POWs.
There's about 70 Germans that are currently there. Only one actually died here, but they were brought from other forts. And then we have 8 Italians.
Over 65 years after the first POW graves were dug, the sister of one of the Italian soldiers buried here has asked his body be sent back to his homeland.
She had requested to the Italian government that he be shipped back home. And she's like 85 years old, so she wanted this to happen pretty quickly. She found out where he was at and requested this.
There will be a ceremony at the cemetery, and then the body will be transported back to Italy this week. A stone wall separates the POW graves from the rest of the post cemetery. However, all are respected. An Italian-American donates his time to care for the POWs buried here.
His name is Giuseppe Clemente. He's very interested in keeping the cemetery up. He puts flags on every grave, and he visits quite frequently and makes sure that they're all kept up.
Some family members from Europe come here to visit the graves, a long trip to remember their loved ones who died on American soil during World War II. Traveling the countryside in El Reno, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.